we are! Rise and shine, sleepyhead! It's time to get up and get ready to start working! Oh! Where are my manners? My name is Nifty, and I am at your service, Mr. Jack Wayne! How do I know your name? Why, Miss Charlie told me! She told me that we have a new handyman coming to stay with us, that I should come to greet him! But not just greet them, but also... bring them breakfast in bed! Ta-da! Aww! You're very welcome, Jack! Now eat up! Miss Charlie was very clear on making sure you had a full belly before coming down for your first day on the job! You like it? Really and truly? Oh, thank you so much for the kind words! It was no trouble at all for little old me! I just love it when men enjoy my cooking, it makes me very happy! Anyways, you go ahead and keep eating. This gal had got a hotel to tidy up. Those wretched cobwebs aren't going to dust themselves after all! Yeah, it was very nice meeting you too, Jack! Glad to know we have such a cute guy running the maintenance around here.
Oh, there he is! Our newest addition to the hotel staff! Hi, Jack! How did you sleep? Good, I hope?
I guess that's good. It would be kind of shitty if you didn't sleep well. How else will we be sure you'll do a good enough job?
Becky! But in truth, she has a point. That is wonderful. I'm super glad you slept well, Jack. I wouldn't want you to spend your first day here groggy and unhappy. Well, anyways, are you ready for your super amazing and fun tour of our amazing and fun hotel? Perfect! Let's begin then. Come on, Vaggy.
Don't worry, babe. I'm right behind you.
Well, as you know, this is the Grand Entrance Hall. This is where we'll meet and greet all of our newest guests.
If we had any.
Well, soon that's going to change, Vaggy. Soon we'll have plenty of guests staying here. And soon we'll be able to help them all repent and move on to heaven. Right. We just have to be patient and wait for some lost sinners to come seeking refuge. These are the elevators leading up to all the guest rooms. Speaking of which, we'll need some help fixing up those soon. Nifty can only do so much on her own in terms of repairing damaged walls and floors.
Let's just say that the guys who owned this place before us were assholes who partied way too much! Trust me when I say this place looked a whole lot worse when we got here. The amount of work it took to just fix the front doors.
But it was worth it to see this place come together so nicely. And soon it will look even better with your help, Jack. I know you'll do your best, and that's what I'm hoping for. Yeah? Here's the kitchen. And I know what you're thinking. It looks pretty... trashy. But with your help, we can fix this up for our future guests. After all, we can't let them go hungry.
Look, I know this seems like a lot of work so far, but you've got plenty of time to get these things done, so... so, don't worry so much, okay?
Aw, is that concern in your voice, Faggy?
Shut up! It's not like that. I'd just rather not see Jack slacking in his work due to exhaustion and stress is all! Cállate.
Come on, Vaggie. We're only teasing you, sweetie.
I know. It's just embarrassing when you do it. More so when it's him. Apology accepted, I guess. But tease me like that again, and I'll kick your ass. Got it, Jack? Good.
All right, you two. Now that we've made up, let's continue the tour. And now, here's the door that leads to the basement, / boiler room. We use it for storage for most of the cleaning supplies, as well as, anything and everything we could possibly need. Like spare pillows and blankets for the guests, extra freezers for the kitchen, if we have no room for the food in the current ones, and so on.
Aside from all that, it's stuffed to the brim with the previous owner's crap that we couldn't take to the garbage at the time. We really need to start getting rid of that junk at some point.
We'll get to that at a later date, sweetie. Don't worry. Anyways, moving on with the tour! And last but not least, my office. It's not much, but it's like my little special private space where I can try and get work done. What kind of work? Well, my work usually includes advertising the hotel, managing the guest list, tending to special activities, checking in on the staff, planning a daily breakfast menu.
Essentially, she's doing all the things that any good hotel owner would do.
Aw, Vaggy, sweetie. You're too kind. But my job won't be nearly as important as yours as my advisor and the manager. Or Jack's job as our handyman. Oh, why is she my advisor? Well, you see, I may have this itsy-bitsy little habit of getting a little too carried away with things that I'm passionate about.
Also, she breaks out into song about almost everything.
I can't help it, Vaggy. Music is my passion! And everything can always be fixed with a good song. See, Vaggy? He agrees. A good song never hurt anyone.
Yeah, but babe, you forget. We live in hell and life down here is no musical number.
Well, I hope to change that attitude with a little bit of elbow grease and arms full of love and affection. Oh, I'm well aware how hard it's gonna be to do that, Jack. But nobody ever said that life was easy. But I'm fully prepared to work my hardest to make this place work and help all the sinners of hell redeem themselves and make it up to the paradise known as heaven. Right. And I believe that with your help, Jack, we can totally pull this off.
And speaking of that, now that the tour is over, I think it's time for Jack here to start his first job as a handyman. Wouldn't you agree, Charlie?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Vaggie. Here, let me grab something real quick. Here we are, your very own work belt, complete with all the tools you'll need to get your job done. What do you think, Jack? Do you love it or do you love it? Oh, I'm so glad! Oh, I'm so glad you like it! Oh, I'm so happy I need to hug someone, and this hug is aimed for you, Jack! Oh, I'm so glad you're a member of this team now, Jack. And I'm positive you'll be a great handyman around here. Right, Vaggie?
Yeah, I guess. He just better make sure he doesn't screw anything up or make things worse, or I'll have his head on a pike.
Oh, come on, Vaggie. Have a little more faith in him. It's his first day, after all. He's allowed to make mistakes.
We have enough issues with Angel Dust's constant relapsing, Husker's drinking problem, and goddamn Alistair's awful advertisement for the hotel. If he messes something up, it'll just be another issue to fix that we can't afford, Charlie! You swear you'll be the best handyman ever? You better keep your word, buddy, or I'll hold you to it for the remainder of your stay here. But if you do anything to make this place look bad in any way, shape, or form, I will cut you to pieces.
She's just kidding. I'm sure she won't hurt you at all. Besides, I believe you'll do great, Jack. And hey, if you do mess something up, that's okay. Everyone makes mistakes, and that is okay. So don't feel like you have to get everything right every single time, okay? Good. Well, I suppose the first thing you can do to start whipping this place into shape is to... help me fix my computer? I might have accidentally downloaded a virus trying to get a cute background of a kitty for my desktop.
Yeah, seriously, Charlie? You know better than to download random shit off the internet.
I know, but it was an accident, I swear. So, will you help me, Jack? Please? Oh, thank you, Jack. All right, let's get started, shall we?